We're talking today with Forrest Roberts, the Chief Executive Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Forrest, a very successful meeting. You've had incredible attendance here in San Antonio. The NCBA has always done well in San Antonio, it seems.
This is a great city to have a convention, just as Nashville is. But when you think about San Antonio, Texas, or Nashville, Tennessee, those tend to be the great sites for our convention, for our cattle industry and our NCBA trade show. So this week, we're still tallying the numbers with still some time to go here, but we'll be way north of about 8,200 people, which is an all-time record above and beyond where we were last year. So we've got about 3 or 4 years in a row here now where we've been able to have increases year over year and breaking the all-time record. So we really feel good, Ron, about that momentum. That's a real clear signal of how people in this industry are wanting to be here. They're wanting to engage. A lot of bright futures here in the cattle industry, and that's why people are here.
I guess what one of the reasons that they feel good about things, including coming here to San Antonio, incredible year. It was documented, of course, by Cattle Facts earlier this week at the meeting, 2014, as Randy Block said, perfect storm of good things.
You bet. It's kind of the perfect storm when you think about it. We started with some much-needed moisture in a lot of regions of the country where cattle are raised, and at the same time, you ended the year with every single class of cattle hitting an all-time record of a price point. And at the same time, you've got all segments of the industry having a really solid profit margin. And I can't think of a year when that has happened. So when you think of it as the year of the perfect storm, that's certainly what people think about when they reflect back on 2014. But equally, though, I see here this week is people are moving on and right into 2015 and charting a course for the future of our industry.
Got good news this last week from USDA with the cattle inventory report reflecting that we are rebuilding the U.S. mama cow herd. And I know this is something that you've been worried about, the cattle industry in general has been worried about, that we needed to pull back from that edge of being too small.
You bet. You know, when you think about a 29.7 million beef cow herd here in the United States and compare that to the global demand that we have and the growth that's been there and that pressure point that's been there on the consumer from a pricing angle, we see, Ron, that there's an opportunity to grow this industry by 2, 3, 4 million cows here very quickly. And the report that you just referenced absolutely is giving a clear signal that the economic prosperity that beef producers across this country has had in the last year to two, they're certainly putting that money back in their operations and sending us a very strong signal that they want to grow and they want to take advantage of these opportunities for the next several years.
There are challenges. The NCBA put tremendous resources this last year as comments were submitted to the U.S. government regarding Waters of the U.S., the proposed rule of the Army Corps and EPA. That battle continues. Whether or not Ms. McCarty issues a final rule or not, we still don't know, but a lot of resources were dedicated to that.
Absolutely. Waters of the United States is reflected as one of the largest land grabs, if you will, by the EPA in the history of our country. And it was absolutely the number one priority for us within the past 6 months to 12 months to really be able to push back on that interpretive rule and really be able to give some common sense into the discussions within EPA about what the impact of this proposed rule might mean to farmers and ranchers all across this country. And so while that is still an issue that is a very top priority for our industry and our organization, it is one that we feel like that we have momentum starting to build, and there seems to be some logic that's going to be coming into play, but yet we still got a lot of this game yet to play, and that remains a top priority for this entity.
Seems that, of course, the changing of the U.S. Senate as far as leadership from the Democrats to the GOP to the Republicans, there's a different attitude in Washington that you're being able to deal with.
You know, it is, and if you think about new members of Congress, even with the focus that we have, for example, on global trade or market access. You know, when we're trying to look at the importance of something like Trade Promotion Authority or TPA, today you've got new members of Congress that really haven't lived in a time where we had that as a tool for administration to bring forward a free trade agreement. So that's a great example of why we are working so hard to make sure we're working hand in glove, Democrats and Republicans, to be able to educate them on the issues that are important to cattle producers. And I think you brought out a great example of what happened in November of 2014 was a game changer for American agriculture, and we think it was a game changer for the beef industry. Our PAC, our Political Action Committee, is now the second largest agriculture-focused PAC in Washington, D.C., and we invested just shy of about $1 million over a series of interviews with a whole lot of candidates, and we're really proud that we had 93% of the candidates that we invested in won their election. So we're hoping to be able to move forward and have members of Congress that are educated about our issues and really be able to bring forth the needed changes that we've been working on for several years.
Forrest, would like to maybe shift gears, talking some a little bit kind of some internal things going on. One, give me kind of a grade in your mind of how things have gone as you've made the changes. You tried to basically readjust your committees. You've made some fairly significant changes in some cases in how you're looking at issues and working with CBB.
You bet. When you look at the joint committee structure between NCBA and our Federation of State Beef Councils and the Cattlemen's Beef Board, we've spent a lot of time, Ron, over the past 3 to 4 years looking at that process and looking at how we could retool how the joint committee process works. So today, there are no policy organizations that are involved with a seat at the table relative to that joint committee process. And then we also looked at the beef industry long-range plan. We looked at all the strategic plans that have been put in place to understand what's the structure that's going to make the most sense. And so while we've had now just about a year and a half to 2 years to start to really bring that to life, we think it's paying off in spades in terms of a more focused outcome toward the implementation of that beef industry long-range plan. So 2 years into it, if you follow where we're going to be here in the next few days, we think it was the right decision for the right reason, and it's delivering the right results.
There are detractors that continue to very loudly say that NCBA has no right to be involved with the beef checkoff because you're simply funding the organization using checkoff dollars. And that's been a refrain that's been repeated and repeated and repeated, it seems like, by at least a couple of organizations.
You know, NCBA is a very proud contractor to the beef checkoff program. Always have been and always will be. That is a program that we feel is at the center of the focus of creating demand for beef globally. That is a core value of NCBA. And as we look today toward the work as a contractor to the Beef Checkoff Program and our relationship with the Cattlemen's Beef Board, it's certainly one that's built on trust, and it's certainly one built toward growing beef demand globally. That, to me, is as simply as I can say. That's where our head is focused, and I think the results that we're delivering through our efforts as a contractor to the Beef Checkoff Program certainly speak for themselves. So it's an area that is a very top priority for this entity. It's an area that I spend a tremendous amount of my time in and will continue to as we go forward.
The MOU, Memorandum of Understanding, with the Beef Checkoff Working Group, the other organizations are part of that now, going to be voted on here very, very quickly. Your thoughts, you feel pretty good about what this MOU states and how it goes about trying to get that that next dollar?
You know, Ron, that's a great question, and we've worked for almost 3 years through the Beef Checkoff Enhancement Working Group. Myself with Scott Stewart, who is the CEO of the National Livestock Producers Association, are co-chairs of this working group. And what we tried to do is look at what are the principles that are necessary for all of the organizations to align and move forward with a revised memorandum of understanding that we can all get behind. So where we are at this point in the process is we are sharing that revised memorandum of understanding with all of our stakeholder groups. It's been discussed extensively here with our stakeholders leading into the convention here in San Antonio, and our executive committee has already taken action this week to support it and move it on forward to our board of directors meeting, which is tomorrow. And I feel very confident that there's been a tremendous amount of input that has been put into the process, and we've incorporated that input into delivering a revised MOU that we feel is fair, that's balanced, and when you look at what everyone was able to provide in terms of their needs and wants as an organization, no one organization that's currently a part of the Beef Checkoff Enhancement Working Group got everything they wanted. But everyone got what they felt they absolutely needed in order to have their stakeholder supported and move it to the next level of the process.
So from the NCBA point of view, will you end up supporting, or you're asking your delegates to support the draft as it came from the working group, or will there be an amended MOU go back to the working group in March?
So our board of directors will review the revised MOU as it stands today, tomorrow morning in our board meeting, and from there they will vote on whether they would like for us to proceed with that or not, and that's the way that it will be handled. So if they do support the revised MOU and we move forward, the next meeting of the Beef Checkoff Enhancement Working Group is around the mid-March time period, and we will hear the feedback from all of the stakeholders, all the members of the Beef Checkoff Enhancement Working Group. And from there, we will look at that being a major decision point of go or no go. And so if we move forward from that point, Ron, we'll be working through first the planning of the legislative process, where we will be educating members of Congress on Capitol Hill and the appropriate stakeholders are involved in that entire discussion to start the process. But keep in mind, if everything moves forward beyond this convention and beyond March, we're still looking at a timeline that could very well be a couple of years before this all comes to complete fruition, to where there is an incremental dollar of resourcing on a per-head basis. So we're still at the front end of a long process, but it's one that I see today that has a lot of momentum, because there's been a lot of very creative thought put into it in a way that everyone is aligned around.
A couple of questions along those lines. As far as on the timeline, is 2 years enough time? In other words, can you do it in 2 years, or is it going to be yet an even longer process than that? It's, you know, when you take into account, you know, starting with trying to educate lawmakers to getting legislation to getting established, you know, with all the rules for a vote and then a vote itself.
You bet, Ron. That's a great question, and I would say that it's a minimum of 2 years, if not 3 years, is what we would look to be that entire process. But again, those are discussions that we will be having in a very detailed way once we get to the March meeting, and if there is alignment to go forward out of that March meeting, that'll be the first order of business. So you're right. There would be at least 2 years, if not further out, to possibly 3 years, because it is a long process, not only on the lift that is required on Capitol Hill, but also the work that we would have to do to have this referendum across the country with beef producers being able to vote. And the real good thing that I see about that is, Ron, this revised MOU, what it gives producers the right of choice. It gives them that option of choosing, do they want to proceed with an incremental dollar or not, because of the refund mechanism that is there. So we think there's a tremendous amount of flexibility in it, and we'll see where our full board votes on it here tomorrow morning in San Antonio.
Regarding the opening up of the act, the 80 that was passed in the 85-86 time period, how much danger do you put the existing dollar in by allowing Congress or urging Congress to open up that act?
You know, there's always risk when you approach something like that. But there's two things that I think are very important. What we see as we work with coalitions across the board on Capitol Hill week in and week out is that if the coalition has a very strong alignment around a position, then that tends to help avoid those types of challenges play out whenever the decisions are made on Capitol Hill by lawmakers. But at the same time, Ron, secondly, there's always an opportunity that if something is trying to go down a pathway that doesn't make sense to the members of the aligned working group, they could withdraw their actions and take a different approach. So, again, our hope and our belief is that we've done a great job of being able to listen to all the perspectives, put all of those thoughts into a revised MOU, and now we're sharing that with our stakeholders, and we'll see where we proceed after tomorrow's board meeting.